All right, these are a few thoughts about fear I just had. If you accept that you're inevitably going to die, then let's just say that's the scariest thing you could possibly do. Because to me, that's probably the scariest thing I can possibly do. There's other things like swimming in deep water in the ocean I am terrified of. But nothing is more scary than dying to me. Because I love life so much. It's amazing. If you really think about how wonderful and marvelous being alive and being to understand these words as you breathe is a really cool, amazing thing. And to be able to let go of that one day really sucks. And there's probably a new awesome realm somewhere that everything goes to. But I really like this one. So just accepting that is step one. Because then the easy part is step two. Of everything that you do in your daily life where you hold back a little bit or you kind of hesitate because of that fear of the unknown. The fear of what if the wrong happens. It's not as bad as dying is basically the point I'm trying to get to. Because once you have to face that fact, if you have cancer, if you're listening to this or reading this, I am very, not sad, but almost excited for you, because you get to face what we all inevitably have to face, and it requires so much fear to be able to be faced. And I think the best way to do that, in my experience with working with other people and just with myself personally, is to breathe. Because healing only happens one breath at a time. And every breath could be your last. So that's why we need to live it like it's our first and really step into the challenge, because a lot of the things that we're fearful about is an illusion. And most of us don't have cancer. So when we are scared about something as simple as starting that business that you've always wanted to start, or quitting that job that you hate, there's real world practical layers of fear that we're fearful of and scared. Scareful, I like that. We're very scareful. So the solution is to breathe, you know, step one, breathe. But to get through fear, you really need to breathe, because I've gotten some emails, I've gotten some texts, I've sent some texts, I've said some words in person. Things happen in life where you do step into the unknown, and it's going to happen, just like death. And if we can, like, take the amazing part of being alive and being so grateful for that, regardless of, yes, everything happens in life. You don't know my problems. I have a lot of them that I'm not willing to disclose to you. But just know that I'm willing to get to the edge of it. Take a deep breath. And just follow your heart. I think at this moment in time, this is all the thoughts I kind of have on fear. But if you want to say something about fear, then I'll send a little link in the description below and just share your thoughts with me about fear. Thank you. I hope that you have an amazing moment, day, night, wherever, what part of the world you're listening to this, and whatever year you're listening to it in. Peace to you. Bye.